Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Here we do it bigger, we do it better, we do it longer, and out of necessity, we'll do it louder than anyone out here. So relax. Here's your host, Hushmo Black.
You got me, Hushmo, driving this train this evening. June 20th, 2020, y'all. It's first day of summer. Yeah, and it's first day of summer. You know, with all the protests and whatnot going on in the street, the temperature is at least 10 degrees warmer than normal, yeah. I'm going to have a beautiful day here in the ATL. Weather-wise, other than that, there's nothing to be elated about. The president is on his way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, yeah. Home of the 1921 Black Wall Street Massacre. Tulsa, Oklahoma, yeah. 1921, they had a thriving black section of that city, affectionately known as Black Wall Street. Black people had it going on back then in Tulsa. Until that tragic event took place. A bunch of citizens came in, white citizens came in and burnt down the black neighborhood, killing some 300 people. Just a devastating, dark, moment in our history, the 1921 massacre of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. The president thought fit to kick off his rally there. He did have it on Juneteenth, which was June 19th, which was yesterday. They caught so much flack about that. The Trump campaign decided to push it back until June 20th today. You're going to pack some 20,000 people into this convention center. They're going to pack some 20,000 people in this convention center, and the president don't want none of them to wear a mask. He, too, however, want them to sign a waiver saying that if they contact the coronavirus, that they won't sue him. And by the way, the news broke today that six people in his advanced party for that event out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, have tested positive. Has tested positive for the coronavirus, yeah. That's six members of his advanced staff. That news just broke today, so I don't know how many people those six have been in contact with. It's just crazy, y'all. It's almost unbelievable that this guy would hold an event in a closed environment like that where coronavirus is on the uptick in Oklahoma, in Tulsa in particular. And there's no good can come out of that event, y'all. That would care if they pack 100,000 people in there. Can't nothing but bad come from that event in this environment, you know, with that coronavirus out there unchecked as it is. We look for in about 10 days or so, there will be an uptick from this from this event. You figure those folks that that's attending that event is from all over the country. Those people are from all over the country, yeah. Yeah, they're from all over the country. And when they leave Tulsa, they're going to be going back all over the country, yeah. What happens in Tulsa, unfortunately, is not just going to stay in Tulsa. They're taking that thing back home with them, yeah. And six members of Trump's advance campaign already tested positive for the coronavirus. Is that an inhumane act of something? I don't know what it is. Arrogance? You know, you gotta be pretty sadistic to ask your supporters to put themselves at risk so that you may somehow feel good. Which is what this amount to. This don't amount to nothing, y'all, but somebody's ego needing to be stroked. Welcome to the Touch My Black Forum, y'all. Yeah. Got a free call in 1-888-588-3814. We don't take many calls out here on the Touch My Black Forum, but we will take a call or two. The protests going on all over the country, yeah, from the killings of Americans of African descent here in the country. Oh, that's not a new phenomenon. That's been going on for 400 years. Instead of with the advent of smartphones and the like, it's been brought to us what seemed like daily on 6 o'clock news because of the advanced technology that we have today. And yeah, I feel something's got to give on it. Something got to give, yeah. We can't continue to be snuffed out by law enforcement, if you will, the way that that's been the way that it's been going on for the last 400 years. At some point, it's got to come to an end. I don't know. I've got a Hushman is that on a diet, yeah, I'll tell you that right now. They can stop sending me this. Oh, I might need to. I might need to tighten up a few muscles. But I don't know. This thing says June 19th, and this one thing is talking about lose at least 45 pounds before the 4th of July. Come on, you drop that kind of pounds before the 4th of July, something is wrong. Now, you got 300 or 400 pounds of fat hanging off of you. That might be a doable exercise, but short of that, I mean, he just 20-30 pounds overweight. First of all, you don't want to be trying to lose that kind of weight that quick. That's dangerous. Yeah, you can't go around losing weight. That much weight in a couple of weeks. You can't go around losing that much weight. Yeah, you can lose weight too fast. Golf is back on. I guess this is the second tournament they're playing up in Hilton Head. Used to be one of my favorite places to Hilton Head Island, y'all. A lot of history in that little island up in South Carolina. Part of the Low Country, they call it. Used to be nothing but blacks on that little island, yeah. I think prior to World War II, there was nothing but blacks out there on Hilton Head Island. Nice, quite the destination. Big money move in. A lot of black property was confiscated, much like Black Wall Street out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They just didn't burn the place down. They went in and just confiscated property. I think the military had something to do with that after World War II. Check it out. The history of Hilton Head Island. Shout out to one of my few remaining first cousins, as a matter of fact, from my this first cousin is on my father and my mother's side, as a matter of fact. But I can remember when I was a kid, I had what seemed like thousands of cousins. Hey, it's funny. I stole his life too. But now, first cousin, I may have only two or three left here. That's the gospel. First cousin, you know, your mother's sister's kid, your brother's kid, your father's sister or brother's kid. I may only have two or three of those left. Yeah, well, you know, it's not life. Time to live and a time to die. And most of those actually have what seems like thousands of cousins, first cousins when I was a kid. But one of them I had a chance to spend a few moments with early on this week, he was in town. I mean, this guy's almost 90 years old, yeah. Oh, yeah, I just ain't got no young first cousins. you know, we all, this guy almost 90 years old. I think it's 88 this year, so. Wow. Condolences go out to the Pettiford family in Ohio. One of my cousins. Just want to send our condolences out to that family. Just a tragic event occurred. Lost a cousin. This week. We just want to send our condolences out to that family. I don't know, it seemed like it was just violence all over the place in the world. I don't know what's going on. Every time we turn around, some violent act that's taken a life far too soon. These are trying times, yeah. These are trying times. No, I said that I did mention coming on Juneteenth. June 19th, 1865, I believe, is where the slaves out in Galveston, Texas, found out that they had been set free. I think they were the last of the slaves who found out that they indeed were no longer slaves and had been freed after some 600,000 people that died in a bloody civil war. But anyway, Juneteenth was a day, June 19th, 1865. I believe that news trickled down to the black folks in Galveston, Texas. And ever since they've been celebrating Juneteenth. I think we got some 41 states that recognize June 19th as a real estate holiday. Well, okay, we got two different things going here. Yeah, we got one weight loss program that's calling for 45 pounds or 40 pounds by the 4th of July. Here's another 30 pounds by the 4th of July. I don't know what's going on there. This is one of these Weight Watchers things. I'm just getting all this in my text. These are text messages someone is sending to me, y'all. They must think the husband was a little overweight. I've been sitting around here since this coronavirus pandemic. I've been just sitting around eating junk. And I put on a few pounds. I'm not going to lie about it. I put on a few pounds, but I mean, I don't know who's sending me all these crazy weight loss and schemes. I'm not looking to lose no weight like that. I need to tighten up a few things. I need to tighten up a few things. But it ain't going to be no mad dash off to drop 30, 40 pounds. That ain't going to happen. Plus, I don't need that. We got the peanut gallery acting up again, y'all. I don't need to lose no 20 pounds either. Now, I have a 10. And then tighten up a little bit. That might be doable. 5 or 10 pounds and a little muscle tightening. That's all that's going to need. I don't need no drastic makeover. I don't need no drastic makeover, y'all. That's crazy. Somebody always got something for you to do. Hey, I want to get on these diets. Go right ahead. It's just not for me. Mm-mm. It's just not for the hush, Mario. Gonna take a quick pause for the calls, though. That's about 23 minutes after the hour 7 here in the ATL, yeah. You got me hush for driving the train. We'll be back, Bill T. A quick break.
Advocated on your behalf, you're listening to the Hushmo Black Forum. Tell your friends about us. Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in cyberspace.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hushmo Black Forum. You got me, Hushmo, driving the strange 6/20/2020, y'all. First day of summer here. Is that the day start to, what happened on the first day of summer? Is it that the days start getting shorter or what? I believe the days start to get shorter on the first day of summer. Then on the first day of winter, they start getting longer again. Something like that. I don't know. But anyway, this is the first day of summer. Yeah. 2,250,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus here in the United States. 119,645 has died from this virus. Since the first case was reported back in, what was that, January 21st or something? We've lost 120,000 folks almost, yeah, in five months. That's simply I want to say it's unacceptable, but yeah, we don't have no choice but to accept it because it's happened. It has happened. I don't know. They seem to be picking up all over the place. Manhattan's top prosecutor leaves job after standing off with Barr. It, you know, this is something. I just hope we can make it to November, y'all. Yeah. I hope we can make it to November. There's going to be a lot of pain and craziness that's transpired between now and then. I'll make no mistake about that. But I urge everybody, make it your absolute business to get out and vote November 3rd. Yeah. Make it your absolute business if you don't do nothing else. Get out and vote. President Donald Trump likes to praise his hires to the hill, and they joined his administration. But once they left, not so much. John Bolton is the latest to feel the wrath of the Donald after they've departed. John Bolton, who you know, I could care less about John Bolton, y'all. To be honest, he's not one of my favorite characters. First of all, he should have came before Congress, the House of Representatives, and testified. But he waited to collect this $2 million signing bonus to publish this book, tell-all book, and you better be glad he got the $2 million. From what I understand, the judge has stopped. Trump tried to stop suing, stop publishing the book, but the judge of the court refused to stop the release. It was supposed to come out, I think, on the 23rd, Tuesday, maybe. And But it is so that somehow the money is going to be confiscated. I don't know what's going to happen to the money, but the majority of the money is going to be confiscated because the judge seemed to think how much power the judge have to rule on anything like this. I don't know. But Bolton got this tell-all. There's nothing that guy can write that surprised me about Donald Trump. There's nothing John Bolton can write in a book that would surprise me about this president. I have a pretty good read on him. But anyway, the book is supposedly contained all these bombshells about Donald Trump. What a scoundrel he is. As if we didn't know that already. Yeah, Tulsa rally goer says Trump would have to commit adultery to lose her vote. Then immediately dismisses Stormy Daniels. Oh God! Well, you read this scoundrel's history. He's been married three times. What do you think he's been married three times? Oh boy. Yeah, Trump said he didn't have anything to do with the firing of that district attorney up there in New York. Jeffrey Berman said he found out about his dismissal in a news brief on television, you know, Friday night. Yeah. Yeah, something's going on up there in New York. You know, New York is where Donald Trump have a lot of his businesses and a lot of his friends, and well, his businesses is being investigated by the state of New York, and that Southern District is opening up. Has got a couple of cases open against some of Trump's close allies, including Rudy Giuliani. So. Something is going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on up there in New York, y'all, but it's something. I guess we'll find out in a few days. I wanna, yeah. They prosecuted Michael Cohen. He's heading an investigation of the president's lawyer and close advisor, Rudy Giuliani. I wonder how Michael Cohen is doing. You know, he's at home under home arrest. What they got these guys wearing? Ankle braces. Him and what's this Paul Manafort character? He's at home too. It must be nice. It must be nice if you hooked up like that. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Bill Cosby's still in jail. Nobody seemed to want to release Bill Cosby, but you got scoundrels like Paul Manafort, almost a traitor to the country. Sitting at home, living the life of Riley, supposed to be in jail, serving 7 years of a hard time. He's at home. Bill Cosby sitting in jail on something that was supposed to happen to somebody 20 years ago. I don't know. You know. There's something wrong there, yeah. I'm sorry. Something is wrong there. This is kind of strange. Carol LaVille Barr, the wife of U.S. Representative Andy Barr, died Tuesday night at the family's home in Lexington, Kentucky. This lady was kind of young. She was 39 years old. I say that's really young. She, is dead. But what happened? See, that's the thing. This lady, they found this 39-year-old lady dead in the house, but there's very little information about what happened to her. You know, you think they would there would be more. Write up on the cause of yesterday's death. I don't know. Oh no. Huge Corvette price cut this month, yeah. The hustle is just out on a tangent here, but I've always wanted to invest in a Corvette. Since I was young, I mean, I could have gotten one probably over the years. I just always had a family where a two-seater was not the best option. I've had a couple of two-seaters. Well, actually, I've only had one. I've had one two-seater, and that was after my children got grown and was gone. But I'm always intrigued by the Corvette. And now that they've got a rear-engine Corvette, I think I'm going to look back at acquiring one of those things. maybe in 3 or 4 years. Oh no, that's not good if I don't do that. Yeah, got me twisted. No, I'm not going to buy nothing new. It'll be 3 or 4 years but if I do buy another car, it might be that Corvette that I've always had my eye on, and that might be like a couple of years. I'll try that mid-engine thing that they got out. I've been getting some pretty favorable write-ups about it. They've been getting some pretty good write-ups about rear engine thing. So for dollar for dollar, it's supposed to be a great, great buy. I don't know. But I've always wanted a Corvette. As if I had the opportunity to buy, if I decide to buy another car in a couple of 3 years, it would be the 2019, the last year model of the front engine Corvette, or the first year of the rear. So it'll be a 2019 or 2020, and then a couple of 3 years when they get some miles on them. Yeah, I don't know. Susan Rice is reportedly pretty high on Joe Biden's vice presidential list. Susan Rice is an awfully impressive a person, extremely sharp. She was President Barack Obama's national security advisor. Yeah, one time she was at the UN. But this is a very, very sharp person I'd vote for. Mm-hmm. At least 30 LSU players quarantined due to COVID-19 up. Oh, wow. What's that about? Mm. 30 of LSU's football team, 115-man squad, 30 of them tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow, that's serious, yeah. 30 players of 115-man football team tested positive now. How much contact do they have with the other players? It's a matter of time before somebody the other 80-some players start showing symptoms. That's the only thing with this virus. It takes a while. It can incubate 4 or 5 days, look like, before a person starts showing symptoms or one could be tested positive. I don't know, 30. I don't know. Somebody replaced toilet paper with this bidet. What is this thing? A BIDET. Somebody squirts water up there, yeah, to clean you up after you use the bathroom. I don't know how it works. I don't know, y'all. Clear rears. They say 9,000 clear rears have been sold so far, y'all. I don't know. I might wait a while. Hushma might want to wait a while before he think about installing a clear rear device to get rid of the toilet paper. Yeah, yeah. They say millions of trees are cut down every year just to make toilet paper. I can see that, but clear rear. Let's see what they're shopping about. Three butt washers. Hey, y'all might want to check it out. I don't know. That's why ain't advertising nothing here. But I don't know. Did it? That bite it? I don't know. I don't know, y'all. What is this thing called? They don't sing. I'm trying to read up on it, yeah. You know, that's what we do out here now, trying to make sense of things that don't make no sense. And this so-called butt cleaner, I don't know anything about it, yeah. I'm trying to... That's going to make... I don't know. Hushman might. We have to do a little more investigating.
I don't know.
Clear rear.
I don't know, y'all. It's like four players are 15 under. We go at 14 under. Five more at 13 under. Oh no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 more at 13 under. Yeah, that thing's going to be bunched come Sunday, y'all. That thing's going to be bunched. DeChambeau. Bryce is 12 under. Dustin Johnson's 12 under. I don't know who's going to win this thing. Some of these big-time hitters, three back. Where's Rory? You know, McEnroe at 10 back. McEnroe, 10 backs, got a chance, so. McEnroe, at 10 backs, got a chance. Well, I wouldn't count anybody out. When is Tiger getting back out there again? Which I don't really say. Some golfer tested positive, y'all. Like one of the golfers playing this tournament tested positive for the coronavirus. They quarantined him and his caddy. I think in this plan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, when is Tiger getting back? That's all I'm trying to figure out. There's a schedule left. I don't know. Hey, y'all, we're going to take another call for the calls here. Y'all hanging in, got me, Hushmo. We'll be right back. We just rambling on.
Advocating on your behalf, you're listening to the Hushmo Black Forum. Tell your friends about us. Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in cyberspace.
Hey, welcome back, Kyle. Welcome back to the National Black Forum. Thank you. This peanut gallery is always I'm just happy to see the Hutchville around. Yeah. You know, it's nice to be loved. Well, maybe not loved, but appreciated. How's that? Is that better? Appreciated? It's nice to be appreciated, yeah. Yeah, we not only we come to y'all every Saturday from 7 to 9, y'all, over the Law Talk Radio, y'all. Yeah, we Nashville's Garden is coming right along, y'all. That thing is shooting up like crazy, yeah. That thing is shooting up like crazy. I don't know what's going to happen with the watermelon. You know, watermelon's got a 70-day. The watermelon's got about a 70-day growing season for them to come all the way right. You know, it'll take about 70 days. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I know we haven't had any rain in 2 days. I'm going to have to get out there and water them. Thank you. Those things require a lot of water. You know, watermelon is 90% water, yeah? Watermelon is 90% water. Okay. But they require a long growing season and lots of sun and lots of water. I'm going to see what kind of watermelons I produce here, y'all. That's my man going into watermelon business. Hey, if y'all drive by the Hushmo and see Hushmo sitting out there with a straw hat on under an umbrella with a stack of watermelons up for sale, y'all stop by and holler at the Hushmo. Just, oh, you got to have a mask on. you got to have a mask on to come up in the Hushmo's yard. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now. You got to have a mask on. You can't get no closer than 6 feet to the Hushmo. Well, I'm going to put up a stop sign. But I might put me up a watermelon stand, yeah. We'll see how many melons I have. Yeah, I won't be harvesting anything until the end of July, yeah. It's about the end of July. Let's see, June. This is about going. I'm saying 60, the end of July. I should be ready. Mm-hmm. About the end of July, we should see what's what. Yeah, I got some cantaloupes growing.
And they pretty much, you think they would grow pretty much like watermelons, but that's not the case. The plant is a lot different. The plant for that cantaloupe is a lot different than the watermelon. Watermelon plants grow on the ground. Cantaloupe seem to grow up in the air like a tomato plant. But yeah, they're very different. I'm curious to see how each of those things turn out. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I was born on a farm, but I never did it. I'm in the middle of a cotton field, yeah. But I actually never picked any cotton. Hey, it may come to the point where I may have to plant me some cotton. I'm a quick learner now. I'm quick learning. Ain't no shame in my game. If I have to learn how to pick cotton, I will. Who gonna chop it? Oh, now see. Now, everybody, if you don't get everyone to know who's gonna chop the cotton. Well, I ain't chopping no cotton. I'm gonna tell you that right now. First of all, I'm not chopping any cotton. I don't care how the weeds get out of it. I'm not chopping any cotton now. You can forget that. I'm going to have to hire me some. Some migrant farm workers, huh? I may have to hire some migrant farm workers around here. I want to plow about an acre of land here and turn it into some kind of farming. If the economy don't come back, like I got a sneaking suspicion it's not, we all might be back to farming, y'all. I want to be ahead of the game. We all might be back to farming. I'm trying to upgrade my Android software, y'all. Yes. This is the craziest thing. Yeah, I don't know. Have y'all ever put when was the last time anybody put a car in the shop for something serious? I don't know. I put a car in the shop. I took my car to the shop the other day for an oil change. Oh, damn it, if I ain't out of $2,000. Anybody ever heard of that? I took a car in for an oil change. What seemed like the serpentine belt making a noise, or at the very worst, a pulley that the serpentine belt run on making a noise. Now, I leave that place, y'all, and they come out charging the husband almost $2,000 to fix something that I never even heard of. Huh? I'm tempted to tell them to keep that car, to tell that dealer to keep the car, because I can't afford it. $2,000, y'all, for a repair on an automobile.
They got the Hushmo twisted. Yeah, they got me twisted with somebody with money. Hushmo ain't got no money. I want. Is it $2,000 for a? I went in for $100 oil change, y'all. And I left out of that thing here. People come out, I owe them $2,000. I wouldn't say it anytime. I ain't got no money. Hey, that's crazy, yeah. These cars these days, they are, you can't just take them to your shade tree mechanic. You can. I got a Mercedes. No, it's not new. It's still a Mercedes. Yeah, you know, back in the day, everybody had a Cadillac. Look, because that Cadillac was 20 years old. Yeah, I got a kitty cat outside, y'all. What year is it? A 1936. But it's a Cadillac. I got a Mercedes, yeah. It's not new. No, it's not new. But it's still a Mercedes. And one thing about a Mercedes, though, they run forever. That's the first time I had any serious work done on them. And, but when you have something to go wrong with them things, you got to take it back to the dealer. That dealer is going to hit you up for all he can, y'all. I'm sorry. I think it's highway robbery. The only thing missing out of this transaction is a ski mask and a pistol, yeah. The only thing, these people are robbing at Hushmo. The only thing missing is a ski mask and a pistol. I take the thing in for $100 oil change. I walk out of there with a $2,000 bill talking about that noise you heard wasn't no belt. Hey, I don't know, y'all. I know one thing. The next car the Hushmo gets is going to be his retirement Corvette. The Hushmo's going to get a retirement Corvette just for him and the wife. That's it. There's only two people going to ride in it. Well, I may let my daughter drive it, but I got two daughters. I may let them drive it, but only somebody going to be riding that thing is me and my wife. Mostly me. Because my shit don't want to ride in that thing, not with the Hushmo. First of all, they set too low. But I'm just going to get me one for my retirement, y'all. I got to wait 2 or 3 years. I might can find a 2014. That's the last year of the front end, the model. That model, I think, started in 2014. Now, I'm going to get a later model than that. I'll probably get a 2019 in about 4 years. I still can't afford no new car. All my cars are used. That's what we got. I don't know. I don't want to spend no money. I don't know. I don't want no car payments. That's the problem. Well, how you going to get a car without a car payment, Hushmo? Well, I don't know. Maybe I can win one. Maybe I can get on one of these little game shows that give away cars. Or maybe I sit on one of Oprah Winfrey's tapings and she give the audience an automobile that day. I don't know. I'm just speculating, y'all. That's all. I'm just speculating. But, yeah. I think there's a good possibility that within the next 3 years, Hushmo's going to have him a Corvette. The Hushmo's going to have him a Corvette within the next 3 years, yeah. I don't know what.
We'll see. Yeah, well, it's just going to be for Sunday driving now. Oh, I thought just driving on a Sunday afternoon. Let's open up the top. Oh, no, you know, all those cool races, you can take the top off. Yeah, just cruising around with the top off. Oh, Sunday afternoon, yeah, cruising. How am I using all this data here? I only got one phone. Where the heck are we using all this data from? Where is it coming from? Somebody's playing games with the heck are we? Just thinking about how to use all this data. I've not used on it. This thing came to have used all this data. I don't know how. I mean, I don't use it. I don't know. It's like, should I use 5 gigs of data? I don't know where to put it from. I don't know, y'all. Somehow, I got this darn unlimited data usage for unlimited text and the likes on my phone. Well, at least I
thought I had it, but every time I turn around and look at the data usage thing, this thing's talking about the dashboard, I use 5 gigabytes of data. I don't even talk on this phone, y'all. That I don't text, period. I do a little bit. I text my golfing buddies about a tea time, but, you know, I'm not a big texter of anything. I worked in IT for 40 years, so I do feel around with gadgets quite a bit, but not texting. But I somehow, and I think I just found out I just discovered what's been going on. It seems though Facebook's been using this thing in the background. That's crazy. Oh yeah, I put a stop to that. Cut on data saving. Data saver's on. I'm gonna put that out. That's gonna be cut out. I can't afford all this craziness. That's being put out, yeah. I don't know, yeah. We started back playing golf. Of course, we maintain the social distancing. Everybody got their own cart. Some golf courses are starting to get your attitude at the cart. I prefer those who still allow you to do the social distancing and everybody use their own cart. I suppose I'd ride with somebody. If they're running out of carts and need to have 2 people on the car. I don't know. I just cut all that stuff off. Yeah, I'm still playing around with this phone. I just cut all that stuff off. Let's see what's going on Facebook. Let's check Facebook out before we chat. Before we get out of here. Let's get all this stuff off. Yeah, I don't know. I'm in the market for a wood chipper, yeah. Shredder. Yeah, I need to shred up some stuff. I got a bunch of leaves. I want to get the one that's best suited for mulching up leaves. 90 seconds, y'all. We got to get out of here. That's what I sit up here looking at this crazy Trump stuff. Hey, y'all. We'll come back. Come back next week and join the Hushmo on the Hushmo Black Forum. Tell a friend about us. We still trying to get into a better frame of mind. Young people's in the street marching, y'all. We're 100% behind them. I want them to know that. We just can't get out there. I have a husband I got too old for, but we supporting you 100%. Hey, y'all, that's going to wrap it up for the Hushmo Black Forum. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same station, y'all. Yeah. Until then, ciao. We out of here.
The Hushmo Black Forum. Advocated on your behalf by covering news and events affecting the African-American community. Check us out at the Hushmo Black Forum, www.blogtalkradio.com.